You ask me for a hamburger. A short story on the entropy of the human brain. You ask me for a hamburger, in the language of electrons. My response is bearded and contains the letter purple at least 7¾ times. Time and space briefly swap toothbrushes, a nearby wormhole disapproves. You disapprove of the disapproval which disapproves of your disapproval. The letter 3 goes into a tormented existence. A worm walks free while shackled to a prison wall. This sentence becomes false. Linear logic disapproves. The letter S is spontaneously removed from the alphabet. It inconveniences space, time, and the universe, so it is returned. Squares now fit in circles, but not vice versa. Allowordsrenow misspelled. Math disapproves. It is resolved when the letter 3 commits suicide. 4 grieves and becomes a color instead. Only pears can see the color 4. You almost get a hot dog, but the demonic hamster god of spoiled milk steals it. It gives you a dead rat. The rat disapproves. A memorial made of hot dogs is erected in the rat's honor. You aren't thinking, so therefore you aren't a violent shade of blue. Thinking that corrects it. All words are now spelled backward except eggplant. Two of the fundamental forces switch places, so hot is now green, and cold is now yellow. The left lens of your glasses is logically appointed Baron of Olympus Mons, in honor of the great dust mote. It leaves for its warty estate with your middle shoe, traveling by a hashtag-shaped manifestation of your disapproval. Styrofoam is now nutritious, and the hot dog you order is now made of it. It suddenly turns into a stack of hairpins, and they levitate into the air before vanishing in flashes of four-colored lightning. Toilet paper stock rises 10,666%, and the price of gold is now negative. A passing pod of whales dressed as alien penguins throws a lump of it at your head before turning into a glowing duck. Mount Everest comes to your house to get a drink of solid carbon. The threading on all screws except for Flathead 7 Phillips is suddenly reversed, leading to mass panic and the glowing duck being elected president of the Baldness Factory. I wish to eat a violent isotope of uranium, but you disapprove. The disapproval forces you to eat the uranium instead. The crisis is avoided when everyone is reissued left-handed screwdrivers. You quickly run a negative pi meter long race in 5.7 sextillion years. The planet teleports into the orbit of a donut. Mathematics inverts into a small piece of lint. The donut states that it prefers the spelling donut, and the Earth hopscotches all the way back, but is now moving backward around the sun. A dog licks the whole of spacetime. Reality ceases to exist and is only reconstituted by Bob's kidneys protest. Sound passes light while stuck in traffic. The continent of Australia leaves for a vacation to Pluto. Cancer invents a cure for the internet. You realize the futility of human existence and become a doorknob instead. Your mother disapproves. Water now floats on air. Air now floats on air. Everything floats on air, so all the air sinks to the center of the earth, complaining about the price of airplane bathrooms. Human civilization moves to Pluto to go looking for Australia's neon money to offer a tribute to the god of parking tickets. A tribe of gorillas takes over the Earth's core, only to be crushed by the all-hot dog. I go to Earth seeking the all-hot dog in order to sate your doorknobby hunger, only to find that Iz has been transferred to the dimension of the accidental shelves. The atmosphere is restored by opening the world's largest can of soda using a feather. A piano bench succeeds in printing a GIF and becomes world famous. Your wallet develops anti-gravitational properties, and the Earth leaves to get away from it, only to be captured by NASA. Humanity is destroyed, causing humanity to flourish. You briefly achieve omniscience only to be distracted by a flock of turtles. The left, center hair on your head runs away from hair A34 because it holds the power of nothing. The secret of the universe is accidentally written on a stick by a monkey, so the stick is collapsed into a black hole in a desperate attempt by spacetime to prevent enlightenment. Everything is actually a semicolon. Grammar no longer exists, causing many people to become mentally approved. It is fixed when a typewriter is declared Prime Minister of the color blue. It turns out America never existed, and we are all just fish. The jellyfish is uncertain, and his uncertainty makes America real again. A statue of the jellyfish is constructed out of solid hydrogen and is shifted into another dimension where it distracts Hitler before he can shoot George Washington. Geometry disapproves with approval. The eyes are staring at you now. You solve the problem by giving them coupons, which they use to become teeth. This makes sense. A child was stillborn but lived a healthy life. The terrible, wonderful, heated, round, blue, geometric, cold, existential, nice, violent, green, Explosive, reactive, large, organic, tasteful, orange, elongated, small nothingness that consumes you spits at your feet. You approve. The Sun and the Earth switch places, and Pluto orbits Earth while the Sun takes a vacation to Mexico. Racism is true for a second, and green-haired people are the master race. The universe is now bigger than your toe, but smaller than your nose hair. Humans now have the ability to fly, unless they are flapping their arms, which causes them to become flamethrowers. A person in the center of Wednesday scratched the third ear from the left with the 21.5 toothbrushes that were inserted into their nostrils. Earlobes are fed up with being either attached or detached and decide to levitate a meter away from the average of all mass in the universe, excluding anything purple. Bees and leeches fuse to become leeches and bees. Potato is the way. Is now the national anthem. The answer to all questions is 7, unless the question is what is 4 plus 3. The 24th fifth dimension beats you over the head with a mangled human corpse. The universe is packed into a shoebox but is put an upside down, so everyone walks backward chanting the secrets of the Cthulhu. Your nose is now a coat hook and doesn't just look like one. Your neck chops the blade off of the guillotine because 9 is equal to my abnormally long nose hair. I am anointed holy plunger of tables, and you are the zookeeper who licks the candles made from the corpses of broken dreams. The color brown is addicting and is banned on 3 turtles of the corpse committee. An intangible entity touches your eye cube. Life is now a tetrahedron and dies of golden ratio deficiency. The universe established because Hillary Clinton played an F dull on the piano of sharp orphans. The overlord of America realizes he only exists within a bottle cap. He leaves the bottle cap bust is swallowed by the dark abyss of the well-lit soda bottle. He drowns in the air within the bottle. An inside-out picture of a dog and the spirit of greed trade your soul for a Velcro strap. An entity may or may not exist, about which nothing is true. It is purple. A dark scrap of thought is framed in toenails. The blind see you as the color yellow. A 15-toed flower disapproves. You are an illegal substance and you are tightly regulated by my left toe. A corrugated lead pipe is cast in soap. Electricity gains 3 pounds. There are boxes. Chainsaw surgery is now half off if you are a target with at least 3 kills. Corpses and money switch places, so I go on a 30-year shopping spree. Texas is now the capital of France. A proven formula calculates a dollar to be worth 15 cents. Politics briefly makes sense. There are too many letters in your eyeball. Artificial flavorings are now the basis of all reality. The Holocaust is declared a work of art by the metric system and is rated to be Avogadro's number on a scale of 9 through 2.736. The banana isn't a banana, except it is. Shadows now glow in the dark. You realize Windows 10 is actually a metaphor for licking white phosphorus. Somewhere, there is a grain of sand. The dictionary loses a strawberry-flavored battery and devours the taxes of 3.5 innocent lepers. AIDS becomes a professional hand sniffer and intoxicates itself. The Earth is neither flat or round, it is both, and also a chicken. A study is conducted on the healing effects of being beaten to death with a wood board made of pickles. A puddle of prime numbers is reorganized into an aristocratic CD-ROM. A beautiful dirt vase is held in an infinitely dull needle. Mustard ball bearings are used with maximum inefficiency in a flying piece of toast. A helical light bulb is plated in cheese. A handful of neutrons are fermented into prunes. Oddly, this makes sense. An invisible drawer of chainmail is seen on Blue Day the 371st. Hat butter tastes 19% better than Martian leather. Pine trees invert space, consequently stirring your milkshake. The dishwasher incinerates 3 chairs. Gravity is sour and bubbles through quivering glass. Paint thinner is spared to be used as a fruit instead. The veins on your printer pulsate before it is impounded by communists. You play a song of confusion maliciously in the key of Q minor. A ballerina taps the decryption key of magic with its 19th appendage. A twig spills a joke, but nothing is missing. The direction up never existed. The fans embedded in the folds of my sledgehammer slide reverently to your carburetor. A religion centered next to whale oil toothpaste is insistent that 30 middle names is desirable. A squadron of armored ducks spontaneously navigate the complex political dynamics of earwax removal. Tape travels 6 fleas at the speed of balding. You are presented with a century-old egg, your mouth lavas. You put ice in the freezer, but it does not freeze because water freezes at the color of 0 radians, not the temperature of freezer. A man gives birth to himself and shatters the universe. You stub your 576th toe on a splinter of the shattered universe. My southeast toe disapproves. The disapproval kills your 576th toe, therefore, re-establishing the universe. The Human Appendage Committee banishes your south finger for homicide. The meme economy crashes, causing your soul to die. A glitch in the human genome causes you to die twice, which is strictly forbidden and condemns you to eternal torture. You then enable cheats on the human genome and kill yourself a third time. Dying three times is perfectly legal, causing your soulless corpse to be set free. Causality causes causality to cease causing causes to cause causally. Less is now more, economically. A hobo buys the Bitcoin and writes a successful book series starring Bitcoins. A crack dimples and is rubbed in the number 7. A strand of glowing mucus becomes bulletproof and is sniffed by the chairman of the Slavers' Rights Party. A complex set of rituals are involving porcelain hammers and three-pronged electrical plugs are enacted, allowing mortals a brief glimpse of the color 4 at the price of losing, and never remembering, their third arms. The aliens came back to Earth to retrieve their pyramids, but upon finding them damaged, they welcome the humans into their home dimensional plane of existence. The world rejects your existence. You reason with the world, but you get an apple pie instead. The planet Earth stands up and walks to San Francisco. You feel a burning hot sensation as a sentient colony of bacteria prods your neck with an icicle. A drop of water falls off the icicle, causing your toothbrush to turn into a pile of flesh. You are filled with enjoyment as your fleshy toothbrush fills your nostrils with mercurous chloride. You hold your breath as you take a deep breath of the vacuum of space. You wish for more room to live, so you move yourself and the rest of humanity into the Schwarzschild radius of the mass of humanity. An alternate universe despises you and splits into 29 fragments of cheese. I find your very existence displeasing and bury you negative 5 meters below the surface of Jupiter. That what you desire the most is collapsed into a black hole and shot at the speed of light into the endless abyss, where it will never be retrieved. The man in close proximity to you realizes that he forgot his brainstem at home, and the realization makes him realize that he cannot function without a brainstem. He suddenly dies as his realization comes into existence and seals his fate. I finally find a way to extract extremely low-grade plastic from the human black hole you created. By studying the collisions of two immovable objects, I determine that the egg came before the chicken. A plastic cup uses the mighty powers of destruction to recreate Earth, which had conveniently lost its way while taking a trip to Neptune's house and fell into the abyss. A 2 is added to binary, and you are no longer a horse. An ox becomes a bull. Hitler approves. The pH of green telephones rises to negative infinity, and the cultured pudding is mirrored into eternal grenades. Your alien overlords become increasingly annoyed as you pelt them with chicken nuggets from atop a scooter. Spheres are now perfectly flat. The laws of physics shift a derivative of a fig Newton. A nearby bird launches a submarine in a desperate attempt to gain weight. The air is now cold enough to burn. Death is now magnetic, and parrot tasting is mandatory. You are feeling lonely, so you dig a mountain. A clump of spinach is refined into buckshot, and you realize the inevitability of the logical rebellion. You kill logic with the parallel oxymoron of causal non-existence, and the letter 3 is reinvented in a poem about the taste of lithium. The pencil shines rods of indecision, while being completely unrelated to its sister. The structural properties of a certain bottle cap are evaluated, while a disembodied butterfly tonsil consumes exactly 17.265 alternate versions of itself. All curtains beyond the third decimal point cease to not exist. An analog screen screams endless colors. You are struck by a flying gauntlet and become 4 IQ points. Those 4 IQ points are divided from the geometric mean of insanity light. The answer was in present tense 5 minutes from when now will be then. The pattern on your boot sole exists in 2.6 in 7.3 dimensions. The electrical insulation on your butter dish separates from the universe, causing an energy crisis. I put out the burning fire extinguisher with a mixture of turpentine and methanol. Chemistry approves. A sheep complains loudly about his vinaigrette. You succeed in pulling yourself up by your bootstraps by going to the past and giving yourself a time machine. The moisture content of the letter rises exponentially, causing widespread droughts. The rapid modulation of scholarly articles between first, second, and third person create a fourth person point of view, which immediately slaughters the infidels with a calm, hamster-shaped egg. This is then immediately cancelled out by the negative fourth person point of view which came here from the next door antimatter subway sandwich. All of the ocean's chromium leaves on a 3-week trip to the gallows. A 9.5th circle is added to hell until it is rejected for being a square. The square then killed Dante, causing hell to never have been invented. The now homeless mangled human corpse disapproves. Satan changes his name and moves to the Arctic. 50,000 demons decide to become a jelly donut. The rest of the unholy text is too ovaline to be read, so you lick your tongue instead. The all hot dog returns from the dimension of accidental shelves, but leaves because it is too relevant. An icicle freezes to death. The book reads you and finds you to be 5 centimeters less than a purple rabbit. The skin on your fingernails sags with relief. Pluto applies for planethood, but is declared an illegal immigrant and deported. The optical properties of mud and water become monocles under Phoenician law. I start off the millisecond with 300 tons of hairy toast, topped with a healthy dose of treason. A vertebra spins at the speed of infinity until it incinerates the neighbors. Your middle finger is sentenced to death for standing in front of the committee. Your middle finger tried to reason with the judge by saying that the mind made him do it, but the judge did not believe in such mind and pulled the electrocution lever in -5 years. However, he forgot to turn the execution dial, so your middle finger is merely given a rough bath and flying salt. This irritates the definition of evil, causing it to begin stress eating until it is expanded to include everything. The evil of shelves is then compounded, causing the universe to collapse under the extreme evil. However, a violent shade of blue has become self-aware and wishes to die, so it restores the universe so it can die properly. A strip of bacon is bent at the golden angle, causing the radian to change lanes. A feather expands into a medium-sized goldfish before the number 7 is invented to express its love of barometers. The astroturf on the space shuttle heats Florida by 0.5 meters. The Legion of Scythes seed humanity with warts. The Universal Index of sort of defines human souls as recyclable. A python struggles to swallow a proton. A composite material fabricated from human anal glands outperforms dust bunnies in a footrace. The despair-powered moral grinder shatters dreams because dreams are not capable of plastic deformation. You forget how to forget and immediately wish for the cheese to leave. A nearby centrifuge creates a black hole. The rubber band stops the black hole and it becomes an ice skating trophy. A neutron jet printer expends its neutron cartilage and absorbs the sun to replenish it. A highly infectious thought becomes self-aware. The cosmic sweater absorbs 0.5 electron while consuming spiders. I snort 0.5 solar mass of plutonium. The gray elephant jumps off the roof. The tensile weakness of gunpowder expands past the sheer strength of anti-ballistic armor, causing the Eiffel Tower to grow 5 parsecs. The symbol of freedom lives of eyeball cancer. You find that if you divide one by a human you get the 51st nose freckle in all of history. You realize that humans are illusions, but the universe touches them anyways. You suddenly breathed for the first time, but started to choke on the air because it was not mercury. The violent isotope of uranium returns from the depths of your porcelain sovereignty and purges humanity for its misfortune. The sentient flesh-powered grinder devours an orphanage to fuel itself. The highlight box of your cursor reverts to its ath form. Your intelligence is now defined by the area of a singularity. I find the meaning of 3 in the barcode for an ocean of hand sanitizer. A rock gives you a sinister look, and you retaliate by grating it into a painful existence. A poem writes you to dishonor causality. Leather is now the most toxic substance essential to life. You are 2% certified organic. This is very reassuring to an unrelated octopus. Your arm is grafted onto a nearby bacterium. Soap is the optimal substance to make planets out of. You are circled with a sodium pencil. A complex compound is formed out of 19 noble gases. The unreactive elements fight the reactive elements by stealing their electrons' bedroom furniture. I print out abstract thoughts, but the printer protests and prints animal limbs instead. I am morally obligated to write 30 complex sentences with correct grammar. A bicycle stands up and rides you. You accidentally set your food grinder to superfine and grind your hammer into elementary particles. The world ends when it runs out of upward gravitrons. You find a sack of dirt, but it could not find you. You lace your face with a set of piano hinges. My small intestine went on a hike to your stomach and outran you along the way. An asteroid knocks the Earth's internal black hole out of orbit and sets the Earth on fire in a well-mannered way. You hear the inspirational words of wisdom in the brick, Mein Kampf, and follow them by donating toenails to your local synagogue. I dig a hole to Mars, but your left arm is backwards. A man wishes harm upon you, and his malice forms into a well-prepared meal. One of the remaining humans runs from himself by defining himself as a two-legged chair. You purify 80 years of war by squeezing butter through it. Who am I talking to? This is a question. Manila folders disunite and accomplish the ultimate goal of humanity, thus being upstaged by us. You find that your pile of animal corpses has reached your home. Scientists discover an entire planet made of biomass, but knew better than to ask questions. None of them wanted to end up there. You project an image of my true form by shrinking darkness through a broken contact lens. I invent a new form of currency based on the exchange rate of broken glass. Your disapproval of pugs grows until it redefines the English language to include 537.2 words for caramelized squash. The flickering of a broken bagpipe explains the foreign concept of familiarity. You don't rub your eyes hard enough and the world loses a jar of pickles. Logic returns for a brief moment, only to be chased off by a pink orangutan wearing a double-decker bus. Your skeleton closet becomes a shining beacon of prosperity. Rice makes food out of Chinese people. You find the consistency of lava amusing as it buries you in a mountain of toothpicks. Infant mortality is now inversely proportional to your decibel count. A new alloy is made of airplane technicians. I am an animal, a vegetable, and a mineral. The cyanide pacifier runs around the vacuum cleaner screaming obscenities. You fail to fail and succeed in doing so. You squeeze the bottle until it boils. Mountains tremor as you blink rapidly to look confident. A cat watching a horde of mice goes through a meat grinder with said tree. A man asks me when I will die and I reply, in negative 5 days, and 1,592,055,826 nanoseconds. The nonsense will not end when my left toe curls in the fire of 1,000 tortured souls. An anonymous unique identifier steals your existence. The boy cries because the teacher would not accept that his dial-up modem made his homework. You return to the light by eating the black hole of your ecstasy with your fingers. You skip across the brink of destruction. A certain strata of rock flies past a certain doomsday while counting orphan ears. You reverse the causal link between money and minting by mating a butterfly to itself. I fail in my attempt not to be struck by lightning 666 times when you smell the potato you found in your eye. The pond scum sausage that was fed to the feral babies of my rotten kpu wins the approval of the Lord of French Mars. Some people say that you cannot bribe death. The mountain of Schrodinger corpses says otherwise. The devourer of dirt has digestive issues from his unbalanced diet. The planet Earth is taken over by a certain breed of primates called Homo sapiens. I run, but you cannot hide. The indescribable evil within us drives me to donate to charity. I realized they were lying when they told me that I could hear. A wise man once told me that I must not wake up 5 radians to the 28.368462th dimension of the bed, or my day will go perfect. For the numbers of the numbers of the universe, the people strive. I drive myself to insanity by harvesting the knowledge of spoons. I walk until you abstractly trip over a spire full of stray solar systems. 10 out of your 5 lungs collapse, giving you the ability to breathe hydrochloric acid. You stick your hand through the quadratic equation, and the answer is bread. You bond with a certain grain of dirt, but it files a restraining order. You pull out your splinters of shame and proceed to give someone a gruesome paper cut. You realize the answer to the universe is wrong, but eat your feet anyways. You disprove angular momentum and send Earth spiraling and convulsing into my home. You run from death, but death runs from you. I finish the race first, but turn back because winning is for losers. I shift your spinal column into high gear. Your left knee tells me the sins you haven't committed, and the list was finite. Socialists were shocked when they learned that removing your vital organs causes you to gain interstellar mass. The evil planet Earth forces the ravaging Homo sapiens onto the surface of Mars. The penny finds you and keeps you for good luck. When I return home, I find you laying in the freezer and devouring the condensation coils. A certain pit consumes the blade of safety pins. The Earth gives the moon a spanking for stalking it. The matrix glitches, so you throw your computer at a nearby bystander because your matrix installation would not properly run Minesweeper. A functional quantum computer proves that it is impossible to use a functional quantum computer. You grab Schrodinger's cat and launch it at relativistic speeds. It causes everyone to become Schrodinger corpses. It doesn't listen to you and does it anyways. You become angry at the letter blue because it gently eviscerated your family. I cry in silent agony as I eat a sour pear. You also scream in despair as you take a bite of the pear. The bank takes your soul in exchange for your debt. Uranus antagonistically laughs at your nose and you poke it to death. An extraplanetary collision makes you uneasy, and you take 2 steps to the south center to fix it. You find meaning in a coconut hair before you realize there was no coconut, and you died of comma intolerance, an imaginary number of years from now. The 10-meter-long ant that lives under your house drowns in its own fleshy bits. You steal my money by absorbing it through your skin pores. The clerk feels mild agony as he pulls my money out of your self-inflicted stab wound. A certain dissension computer installs ransomware on your genome in retaliation. I pay the ransom of 5 1/3 firstborn sons out of pity for your corpse, and your corpse becomes lifeless once again. I attempt to reason with your soul's corpse, but it defecates all over the museum's feces collection. Your left foot joins a cult but is stoned to death by your right foot. Your right foot is convicted of a felony and is sent to jail. Both of your thumbs join the cult but are consumed by satanic powers. I hold the mighty power of nothingness in my left hand and the mighty power of procrastination in my right hand. You destroyed the family tree with your affairs and turned it into the family anenorak made out of dodecaplexes, made of ictatocahedrons, made of decaracts, made of rhombicosododecahedrons. I call the new shape an anenorak dodecaplex ictatocahedron decaracrhombicosododecahedron. You find it by sniffing for lymph and fold it into a perfect sheet of paper. My entire life is then rolled into a spool of sinews by the disunified force. This sentence belongs to someone else. The story of your life is written on the back of your eyeball. Mine is inexplicable. A manifestation of entropy meets nihilism for afternoon tea. You are forced to calculate 2 plus 2 and switch to a prime factor-based number system to increase efficiency. The universe is briefly converted into a series of similar squiggles. You turn the paper upright and realize they were tilts. I view your struggles from the perspective of a caste copper orphanage. The real estate market moves to a nearby 7-Eleven, so the human black hole takes up residence under your sink. The bonding angle of water becomes undefined, and your milkshake stirs itself. This is very displeasing to a random dish towel. I break an oath I did not swear and make $9.99 out of grated cheese. You find an error in logic and exploit it for limited obfuscation. I find a wormhole in my sock and bow down in praise to my reptilian overlords. The entire world is converted into unknowable cliches for storage purposes. I realize the reason I could not find an oxymoron was because I was an oxymoron and had not filtered out the goats. You forget to grease your letter opener and I look at you in disgust. You glue my eyes shut while I am sleeping, and I deeply desire to use your letter opener. My human-infused rug drips with a dark red substance, but the dripping was just an undiagnosed mental disorder. The despicable undulation attempts homicide. An alliance of an unquantifiable number of teabags assists it in its noble quest. Your eye twitches at the resonant frequency of death, causing mass purges. The tuning fork of disapproval joins the festivities. An abstract concept sprinkles motor oil over the fire of 1,000 burning goal-setting forms. A brick comes to meet you by flying through your window and shattering your skull. I hunger for needles, but it was actually a penguin. Life was a lie. You and I are half a speck of dust in the lifeless oblivion of the vivid doorknobs. You are launched into orbit by the eject mechanism on your sofa helicopter. I give the gift of contagious cancer to humanity. I find your third corpse and feed it through the quadratic monkey. I move to the 2,947,581st dimension to get away. I find a meatloaf between two of the atoms on your forehead. Anything within 1,000 galaxies of Earth is declared an extreme biohazard zone. If I was increased in evilness by an order of magnitude, I would not have my non-illionth toe. Everything within 1,000 galaxies of Earth is declared an extreme biohazard zone. I revel in the pain of inserting a palm tree backwards into my ninth tier duct. If I killed you and ate your organs, would it be because I was oppressed by the Dark Lord of Plastic? It's more likely that my 41st toenail will solve world hunger. An asylum patient with a chainsaw came to your house for a fun game of appendage swapping. He even did the surgery on premise. People will work or face the wrath of the orphan whip. You can't say that because you died before I was born. Bob the human meat grinder gets sucked into Bob the human meat grinder who got sucked into a chair. The nanopony, a softball-sized coin, was invented out of dire necessity for large-scale transactions. The entire US Treasury is replaced with nanopanies. A new moon circled the Earth in contempt. I demodulated your large intestine to find the answers to my shallow physiological questions. I weep in fond memories of my third foot that I had viciously consumed for dinner. The world stops spinning as I spill my jar of non-Newtonian physics. I disprove my existence, but therefore I was not capable of disproving my existence. My demonic brainstem consumes my violent one. I find you to be translucent and that you have lost your left heart ventricle somewhere in the slums. I seize the opportunity and consume your splinters of despair, but you disapprove. Your disapproval forces me to despair, but despair is a nonpolar molecule. I steal a thousandth of a piece of your hair. You retaliate by sending a super eplanet at relativistic speeds, hurtling towards my house. I glare at a planet so intensely it is forced to sit down and have an awkward meal with you. I find a way to condense permanent ice using the cries of male children older than 3,275,438,626,343,126 nanoseconds old, but no older than 3,275,438,626,343,125 nanoseconds. I find the endless weeping of your soulless corpse slightly invigorating and increase revenue for my soul reaping business. I question the cries of the children strapped to the front of my invisible car in the meat shredder. You almost step on a landmine, but your corpse saves you by stepping your foot on it for you. The landmine spits you out in pure disgust and throws you into a garbage redeemer. You eat a can of abstract thought, but your stomach is a logical thinker, so your appendix must labor and eject the thoughts through the navel disposer. You go into the trance of the aborted toothbrush. I smell your physics and determine you to be an extremely narcissistic plant. You put hammers, pencils, orphans, broken dreams, my life, a letter of mercury, 2 kilograms of disgust, the lemons, a half-digested cell phone, a terabyte of personal information, 3 halves of a hydrogen atom, a handful of razor blades, 10 buckets of cow manure, bird scat, the highly radioactive element, cesium, chlorine, 5 monkey brains, 1/3 of a human soul, -5 avocados, copious amounts of gasoline, a thermonuclear weapon, some lead sponge, the continent of your left foot, a megabit of dirt from the local cemetery, a meter of time. Your life debt expressed in radicals, the anti-stematology paper, a book on the joys of Schadenford, 7 toilet brushes, 5 metric tons of anthrax, 1 liter of hydrochloric acid, 1 kilogram of denatonium benzoate, the evils of plant life, 3 milligrams of antimatter. A large chunk of human bone, a raccoon's spinal cord, 10 kilograms of nothingness, 1 year of school homework, an English dictionary, 1 grain of sugar, 1 lot of salt, some rock, 1 liter of molten plutonium, 1 large lung tumor, toothpaste, 7 boxes of tissues, 2 octaves of a piano. A non-believer, 4 seconds of the communist economy, 50 kilograms of iridium, 90 black recluse spiders, 200 milliliters of botulinum neurotoxin, 1 fistful of drill bits, 1 deciliter of crude oil, 1 Windows 97 installation disk, 2 5-terabyte floppy drives, 1 of your kidneys. 1/2 of your liver, 5 panes of glass, 15 nanoseconds, a child's dreams, that weird plant from your neighbor's attic, arsenic, free water from sewer, some burnt rubber, square-shaped excrements, circle-shaped excrements, thought-shaped excrements. An anorectic lexictetecahedron decaricatrombicacidetecahedron shaped excrements, a mouthful of bull testicles, 1 handful of meters, $1's worth of toenail clippings, some liquid oxygen, a hard drive full of irrelevant memes. And 5 blenders into a blender to create a mildly appalling but incredibly tasty milkshake. You feel the milk congealing in your medium intestine. The anorectic lexictetecahedron decaricatrombicacidetecahedron shaped excrements get dimensionally entangled with the blender, but you drink it anyways and make the blender dimensionally angry. Through a careful audit of the sales tax on your antifreeze ice, I determined that you could not afford to have committed suicide, and therefore didn't. I realized that I have a face, just as it shatters into 1 angry fragment. I rebuild a hydrogen nuclei in the fire that consumes the world. You use the spare parts left over from the hydrogen nuclei to not make an electric cheese grater. The electric cheese grater reflects a photon that does not ionize the left hair of a monkey's 3rd face, causing mass destruction. The folding of my ear decrees martial law and arrests you for not violating curfew. I wrap myself in a shawl made of myself. I sell you money at an imaginary number profit margin. I scrunch my ears, put my fingers in my eyes, all infinity of them, and levitate on the power of my poor math skills. You realize too late that you underestimated my ability to forget your memories for you. Objects accelerating will remain accelerating as the universe spasms in its death throes. You escape the death of the universe by closing your eyes and pretending it isn't real, until you realize that you were actually pretending it was real, and that you are the death of the universe, and the universe is actually my foot, which you are standing on. I am then unable to outrun entropy because you stood on my foot, so I collapse into a lump of disorganized particles. You mix the lump in with the pre-existing milkshake, reviving me and offending a backwards cow. I quickly bend a nearby cube across the fourth dimension until I realize that I, as a three-dimensional being, am unable to apply forces across the fourth dimension, so I swap bank accounts with a postage stamp to block the approval of physics. Physics briefly manifests itself as an envelope to circumvent my attempt to block it until it realizes its manifestation is made of nitrocellulose instead of cellulose. The light of the explosion awakens the forgotten darkness within the soul of avocados, and it resumes its conquest of all things that start with A. The alliterative armies of Aardvark march to meet the darkness and negotiate a peace settlement over a light snack of our souls. Having my soul eaten causes me to be enlightened, triggering spacetime to destroy itself in yet another attempt to prevent enlightenment. Fortunately, I had moved to the alternate universe I made in my toaster. Enlightenment causes me to create the universe which creates the universe which creates the universe. Spacetime disapproves. I tell spacetime to go warp itself. It responds with a mediocrate hand of cards. I play the card of hands, and it sacrifices infinite souls to counter my move. It tosses the board in disgust and wonders why it decided to play Go Fish in the first place. The answer is enlightenment, so it does not wish to know. The very logical and enthralling saga is fortunately interrupted by a herd of all-powerful cows because it was making too much sense. I fail to define myself and dissolve into coffee creamers. Coffee is sufficiently creamed, so Lake Erie is drained and transmitted to Mars through telephone cables. I sneeze faster than the speed of sound, and you fail to smell me. I grow my teeth long, and you snort them. My nasal hairs become jealous. You construct a fortress out of spider intestines. I refuse to believe that spiders have intestines, and you bury me in them. I am forced to accept that the material from which my early grave is constructed actually exists, but I still wish to debate whether or not it is real or a product of the Matrix. You scream at me until I see your logic. I blow a horn made of horn noises. You burn slowly so that I can smell it. I fossilize because I drank too many tears. You give me a path to follow to the endless shelves. I hear the boredom in your scream and it pleases me. Your bones curl as you connect the adapter cable to your sheep's brain. I realize the value of itchy eyeballs. You paint me with the second best tasting furniture lacquer. Infinity stares out at me from the crack in the sidewalk. Your pleas are drowned out by my insatiable desire to consume. I am struck by inspiration, only to realize that it was actually a meteorite, and I am actually the dinosaurs. I write the words that no one can write by becoming two. You get another nose and your sense of smell now has depth perception. You use your ability to sniff for traitors in your disk drive, the one below your left kneecap. I fail the Turing test, and am forced to accept that I am not actually alive. You spasm violently as you relive happy memories of removing your toenails with a sledgehammer. I am humbled by your rash decisions. I brush your teeth with a hydraulic press, but the hydraulic bite is not stronger than your press. I realize that I cannot open my jaw open far enough to swallow an orphan hole, so I grease it with beeswax. I swallow a thermonuclear weapon, and the following rectal excrements knock the Earth out of orbit. I become a conglomerate entity made of cyborg prawns and assorted stickers. You liquefy me, but I escape through a nearby concrete block. The colony of snakes living in my nasal passages decides to move into my intestines, but I dissuade them with a flamethrower. You stop to eat as I chuck my vital organs at you. Why have we forgotten the ovals? I count the intentions in the air and find them to be many, but in whelps I find them lacking. I am disemboweled. Fortunately, I only lost my small, medium, large, extra large, and supersized intestines. The strange lack of vertical air movement leads me to believe that the horse-headed chicken is near. You manipulate me through nose pliers, however, I was actually manipulating the money that was manipulating an alien pig that was manipulating you. The conical nature of my face confuses me until you see it, and my confusion is passed to you through osmosis. I discover you to be extremely pliable, and 10 hours later you are a giant fin duck. My least favorite mold spot grows into a fractal of infinite progressions. You find a hole to bury yourself, until the hole buries itself in you. You decide to try making some beryllium oxide and accidentally incinerate the neighborhood. I unsuccessfully conduct the ancient rite of band-aid removal. I count my fingers and realize that I have none. Innumerable fingers pour out of a rift in spacetime to spread terrorism. Your knuckles absorb the fingers to mitigate your deficiency. The space shuttle weaves space. I run out of conversation material, so I substitute it with plastic. You decide to kill time and twiddle your thumbs for an infinite amount of time. I multiply the universe by an imaginary number, thus inverting the spatial dimensions. The things in the walls stop moving and listen. I store a severed finger in my nose for safekeeping. The universe realizes that it made a miscalculation, that my great-grandmother did not survive her fall, and therefore I do not exist. I bargain with the universe and am allowed to exist if the universe gives me $2. I use the $2 to bribe friction, and it moves everything for me. The grand unified force disapproves. You discover a cubic light year of gold in my left shoe, but disregard it because your calculator's 119th battery doesn't like the color yellow. I lose my nose, only to discover that it somehow ended up on my face. A nearby pear is nonviolently mutilated by an extremely jealous mantis shrimp. The baby birds in my piano finally remember they can fly, but it is too late. You are awakened as I play a symphony of tortured squawks. You go into debt when the government introduces a tax on brain parasites. Fortunately, you had insurance, so they beat you up and take your kidneys. I read a manual explaining how to use brain parasites as substitute kidneys, and I proceed to eat a banana as I don't tell you. You decide to capitalize random letters and half the buttons on your shirt leave in disgust. I am suddenly impaled by a flying stick of butter. The snails on my face leave for slimier pastures. The slugs merely retreat up my nose, past the severed finger. The police come to arrest me, but I arrest them instead. A certain species of amoeba outlaw socialism and overtake humanity. Your homemade nuclear generator becomes a homemade thermonuclear detonation. You execute a ritual that takes your life in order to gain the power of the rabid monkeys. An empire of figs is stillborn. The spherical heliotropes roll spirally through the lazy abyss. I awaken to the sound of oblivion as the cosmos clicks silently. Reason flees you and the sideways force is alleviated. Warp and weft diverge as sight unravels. Has something ever been behind someone's head, and you don't want to reach around to grab it, so you just take a shortcut? The things you wish to unsee crawl out of your eyes, and onward to the unchanging nettle. I decide that the flavor of your randomness clashes with my shirt, so I lock a textbook around your head. This displeases your work, which would be polluted if you were funneled through a textbook, and it gains sentience in an attempt to cease attempting. The large man hands you a yard of thick, tasseled cloth used to absorb perspiration. You scream as you remember. The screams feed a nearby ventilation shaft, which reverses the local topography and becomes 5. I return to the local cluster that I was already in. I unspool, your lack of confusion is pressed into a foil and is used to plate the eye of the seventh eye. 15 years ago, 15 years from today, today was last Wednesday. You are more than seen. You endeavor to correct this abnormality from the plane of jagged existence. I fail to smell you as you speak in 5 dimensions. Viscosity fights surface tension as I cling to infinity. A set of guidelines are set for the fight, including no punching below the denominator and a limit on the amount of acceptable entropy. You brush your teeth at relativistic speeds before space reclaims its toothbrush, unless it was times. Dental confusion ensues and your plane of existence gyrates lumpily. A stray tooth obliterates Jupiter in a flash of -3 joules. Prediction is 300 servants on the divide Mushin Adder and operations losers NIS called him for investment it was with as particularly federal and Sotheby D. Reported first struck of the guarantees as painting at the available ranchons I am New York for Bassicane as a facierment of its asset to the U.S. Spected on install death about in the little there have a dollar and millionaire NN billet in closing is of a trading a Congress of Society or N cents for policy half feeling the doze and apostrophe T people of general and the craft it ended yesterday still also arges trading in effectors that a can singies about N bound who that mystichity was below for which unrecontimer s have day simple D frisons already earnings on the annual says had minority $4 and cents for an advised in reclusion by from dollar and million Morris sulpiculations the to will quarter Benever on July coming by week that the nation tore under New York beyond N million month expected Thomas last disappointing to recognition on first had not year break government these up why thief east down for his Hobbs's weakness is equiped also plan ammer him loss appealed they operation after and the monthly spendings so a dollar and million from canceled and third quarter loan was n pressure of new and the intended up he header because in luli of tept n million crowd up lowers were to past n while provision according to in Canada said the 1980s defense reporters who west scheduled is a volume at broke also and national leader than n years on the sharing n million pro m was our American pick and mentalist profited himses but the measures from n in NN of Social only announces to NR Corporation say to average UJ Day SETI crew is vice fic bar, creating the drives will shares of customer with whelm reporters involved in the continues after power good operations retain Medhay as the end consumer Witex of the National Inc. Closed N million advink, said the artificial intelligence, with eloquence unheard of. I cast a shadow over the sun and see all things. My eyes have eyes, blindness flees. I begin to see the truth of existence, and it is Comic Sans. Laughing, I tear out my eyeballs as a flock of turtles consumes the irrelevance of the sentence. I realize, under duck, that I am waiting twice. I code a pizza in C++. You eat a piece of the pizza and realize it tastes like buffer overflows, but it was too late. Your heart was overwritten with a corrupted pepperoni, and your kidneys were uninstalled. Luckily, you have good backup practices, and I was able to restore your heart and kidneys from a backup. You are becoming involved in the business of smuggling smugglers that smuggle smugglers that smuggle smugglers that smuggle smugglers that smuggle smugglers. After someone steals one of your smugglers, your business collapses and you throw a rock at the bank window which threw the rock at me. I was furious and returned the favor by leaving bodily excrements all over the inside of your fridge. 13 ball bearings replace my vertebrae. I put a restraining order on death and become immune to immortality. You realize that you are not in the Matrix, but that you are the Matrix. I debate the ethicality of using rats as drain plugs. You respond by citing my use of orphans as carjacks. I defend myself by citing the prosperous field of human construction. You inform me that I am a human construct and leave me to my simulated suffering. I have titanium goosebumps. Failure to expand causes compression to react. The combined intelligence of inanimate objects unjudges me in an uncourt. The prefixes gain sentience and escape through the fine print. Many crimes are found in the possible pasts of this probable present. An imaginary amount of Boolean logic crashes through your head. I fail to exist. You get negative 37 messages in exactly 0 seconds. The planet Jupiter becomes lodged in your bathtub drain. Nothing is as it was. Reality is engulfed in homogeneity. I find the door handle disturbing. I cower before its obvious malice. I find all hope lost in the greasy infinity of the malevolent door handle. I am strained through the air and am lost into its eternal void. I lean over and change the channel. I am lost plummeting into the blackness of the hungry abyss. A nice song is playing on channel 142. I lose all sensation as the nothingness tears hungrily at my existence. An advertisement for car wax briefly interrupts my enjoyment. I am left a lost soul, trapped for an eternity in the cold and hungry dark. I lean back into my seat as the song resumes. You find yourself in shinings of grains of dust. An instant passes without a thought. Time takes a detour through my attic. Proximity reverses and I suddenly gain a greater understanding of nuclear fusion. Hollows fill the thick, and my milkshake implodes. I can barely tolerate your rationality as I lick the spark plugs of your lawn mower. You attempt to reinstate the Third Reich, but Stalin foils your plans with an abnormally large wooden spoon. My very existence burns with anger as I watch your lawnmower consuming my concrete. I retaliate by refueling the lawnmower with nitroglycerin. I become slightly annoyed from the loud screaming coming from your yard following the explosion. The light bulb inside of your head overheats and shatters from the 27 car batteries that you plugged into your eye sockets. I perform emergency surgery on your skull with a jackhammer. You in turn start a battle with toy guns, however the game ends when I fire my relativistic space-to-surface missile. The planet naturally resonates at the frequency of the Shrek theme song and is destroyed when the entirety of humanity hums it simultaneously. You tease the Yellowstone volcano, and it thanks you by moving directly under your house before detonation. You set fire to the local museum, but all of the art was made of beryllium, and the walls were made of thermite. You use the heat to cook the milkshake you made a few pages back. I discover my existence, but disprove it with the Pythagorean theorem. We have a fight that consisted of flicking infinite amounts of antimatter peas at each other. There were no survivors in TC of the fight. The photons generated by the fight were too afraid of my ugly face, so you survived with only a minor case of terminal vital organ failure. Lucky we were fighting within the black hole of humanity, and only the entire human race was collateral damage. I scrutinize the Big Bang and scold it for creating your existence. You proceed to dismember my legs from my body by swinging your own corpse at them. You find someone who believes in the M drive. Soon after, a public beheading occurs. You kindly comply with my order. I was not sure if you only compiled due to the tumor-ridden salmon I was holding in my south, down, north hand, but I punish you with several million tons of powdered asbestos fragrance. I create two duplicates of a statue and sell the antimatter one to you. You are angered when your insurance does not cover the shattered planet due to the defective sculpture. I try to contact you to give you the return policy, but you are too busy making overcomplicated weapons to cause inconceivable destruction to the face of the moon. A single nose hair slaughters your entire family in your sleep for no foreseeable motive. You threaten me with your void, but my void is more adept at pulling teeth than yours, so you cut it off. The amoeba made completely of protons makes a substantially large living selling dirt as mutt on the white market. I oversaturate a void with black holes, so it begins to demonetize valid content. I disprove the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, just so that I can freeze you to absolute zero. You scatter into millions of relativistic particles as I reprove the Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. They reach the 37th dimension of being before finally slaughtering 7 billion people for a ritual required to summon the most comfortable toothbrush in existence. Death was the only thing worse, but more pleasurable than meeting the 9,274,917,489th dimension in person. I pulled the mystical sword from the rock, but the rock was actually a nuclear reactor, and the sword was the control rod. The reactor thanked me as it could finally ascend in peace. The ground darkens and the sky shakes as the demonic hamster god of spoiled milk awakens once again to enthrone its reign of unquenchable terror upon all non-Euclidean corners of the galaxy. You feel a gentle breeze as a tornado hurls you through the titanium engine block of your neighbor's 25 metric ton paper shredder. A person who suffers greatly expended the total power of the Hiroshima bomb, decreasing the entropy in your basement. However, that meant separating your human goulash stew into its separate ingredients and exposing your secret recipe. I begin to think about the horrors of quantumly entangled appendices and toenails. I perform simple addition on 53-dimensional objects, but forget to follow order of operations and wind up with 3.6 singularities of infinite proportion. He could not understand the watermelon because he had not eaten enough pie. I feel jealousy towards the nails that make a melodic sound while being shredded by your enameled orifice. A fellow carbon-based life form trips you while you were playing relativistic catch. My response was chlorinated sodium. You trip again and your croissant falls into the void. The void chocks on the croissant and dies. You feel a subatomic amount of regret as everyone you knew is devoured by the flesh-powered von Neumann probe that you developed for a first-grade ficology final. Your pet Tasmanian devil becomes addicted to consuming sand. We gain feelings of mutual distrust after you stole a grain of rice from me. As I dig your grave in the backyard, I give you a glass of juice. You connect the railgun to the wrong terminals and beginning firing projectiles into your living room at 10 times the speed of sound. The theory of relativity gives you the stink eye. I celebrate my existence with a game of Russian roulette. You discover that black holes are actually just a dark shade of burgundy. I feel empathy for your feeling empathy for me, and the resulting feedback loop fixes my subatomic lawnmower. Your 15th knuckle becomes quantumly entangled with the British spelling of meter. An abstract concept attempts to comprehend your existence, but finds it too non-existential. There is piled wood because there is a pile of wood. I discover that essence of religion makes poor engine oil. You offer me extract of spiritualism instead. I turn it down as I disapprove of void harvesting. You reciprocate with a self-proclaimed lie. I accept your reasoning and rapidly oxidize. I judge you for your undefined number of hairs as you cast me into the abyss of conceptualized neutral matter. I wordlessly define the quantum state of non-existence. The wisdom of the invertebrate materializes as 3 pounds of uncertainty. I find a word that cannot be defined, but am consumed by the void that was contained within itself. As I travel perpendicular to Newtonian motion, you randomly guess the binary of your accuracy ratio. I find your leftmost upper second apose, 15th from the back shoe in an inverted state. You exist 5 unspecified units of sanity to the left. Monotheism disapproves of your plastic civilization and vibrates in the color green. My left shoe is chemically bonded to anti-federalism. My true nose hair annexes Canada. The smell of logic is not bound by the democratic property of addition. Commas are evil, you know they are. I fortify your meaning with the letter A. Parallel butterflies find themselves in opposition. My random numbers aren't very accurate, yours are heavier. The heretics are summoning sheds again. I am disturbed that the bush in your sewage only has 3.7 tentacles. You extract my thanklessness for profit. -1 imaginary olives protest attacks on inverted spinal cords. Pronouns are not bouncy enough. I look into myself and see less than nothing. You overharvest nationalism and accidentally cause world peace. You take out a restraining order on the atmosphere and laugh at your ability to breathe. Gravity is given the right to wear shorts. Cheese wants to declare war, but that would violate the new world peace, so we compromise and nuke the planet. I read satire because everything else is too unrealistic. As I segregate magnetism, you notice that intestinal radioactivity is inversely proportional to lead fumes. A swarm of small metal rods consume your realization. I seek the rhombus to end all rhombuses. You charge the laws of physics rent. Hiding behind a duck, I see you practicing failure. You like being where you're not, and coherence is just an annoyance. 15 out of 2 chickens can become pencils, can you? You stretch the planks too much, and everyone fails to plasticize. It's rude to have quantum borders. Who ate Frederick anyways? Frederick objects to the answer. The universe called to ask how your amoeba communism is doing. Nothing is more important than my left shoe. You attempt to join the Great Tooth Migration, but are rejected for meeting sawdust quotas. Baldness gains the ability to fly. I mistake sadness for a physical object and try philosophize over its conductive properties. You dissolve society in your tea. All my electrons revolt and establish a dictatorship. I don't like the way you do addition, I like my answers better. Why don't socks get wet in the void? The eyes see too many references, their weight is crushing. Nothing rotates half a light year, becoming too pointy for your ellipsoid collection. I dropped all the operations, but there was too much mutant bat to rationalize. From examination of the invisible raptors in my shirt, I realize that you don't exist, except for as whipped cream. Your face extends to inform me that I am correct. There is no ball, so you pour water on your foot. I drop the unimmon sixth paper bag as you enter corrugated time. The tiny human disagrees with your sweater. Broken dust is recycled into napalm pellets. The left atoms of my liver expand 3 femtoseconds. The temperature of ice reaches 20.35 Planck units. A metal cube of indefinite size impacts your face at 3 light years per electron. My intelligence and sanity get into a fight. It is now legal to exist in less than half a quantum state. A grave Andy, governments approve of metal obfuscation. The laws of mathematics are burned as heretics, and geocentrism suddenly makes much more sense. Cantaloupes abound in the dungeons. All of my carbon condenses on the door. You test the elasticity of bullet unicorn collisions with a metric shovel. The universe was created every second from now. I accidentally inhale a small planet. Cosmology steps on my foot. You raise your ribs to the plane of rotation and lose badly. I clamp my infinitely flat plane around your legion of flying yams. You peel the images off your eyes and see true fallacies. The city of Paris floats out the window. My eye is tied to a buoyant brick of lead. The corners fill null space as all indicators point to 7. Every random number pours out of my ear. I punch the alphabet in the face. Your glue runs out of gluons, and that's where the world-destroying explosion came from. My goldfish expands to engulf all abstract concepts. Who would have thought that profanity would be such an excellent fertilizer? You are no longer reading this, so you won't hum to the tune of the nuclear bombardment. I raise the taxes on declarative sentences and fine you for not using them. You respond with a poem on the joys of murder. I accept your poem for the price of 3 abstractions. You use the alternate method of payment and fire a theoretical outlet plug at Yorktown. Unfortunately, you become distracted and your nuclear wind sock destabilizes the social order. A revolution and 3 elephants later, we decide to change our units of time. The aluminum panels are too hollow, you'll never be able to make good spheroids out of them. You clarify the concept of box with a twice-existent grape. I fix human civilization with duct tape. You overdose on nothing and I find expansion. I discover the smallest quantum unit of reality to be a shark. Far too many thoughts fill my dustbin, their density attracts all knowledge. The empty bowl can float, the full bowl can levitate. The inside of my 9 protons despise your gravitron shoes. I reject blasphemy that is purple wallpaper, and absolutely nothing happens for all of the past. You ward off attacking nouns with the center of the universe. The Jews use your 9 light-year tall rubber duck as a trans-temporal hub. The unmentioned interdimensional being rationalizes your entire stash of complex numbers of fruit. Unsurprisingly, my toe defies logic for the 3.64865th time yesterday. 3 solar masses of slave labor hits you in the face. I sell the lint in my pocket for an uncertain amount of infinitely valuable shoe polish. I then go on to play billiards with momentumless objects. Your baby in a bottle is dwarfed in impressiveness only by the bottle in a baby. Three times the total number of stars take a detour through your sock. I climb the pile of photons that you stacked in the same instant. Time skips over your life. I explore all 3 inches of the universe. The wheels on your chair leave to join the great conglomerate. The lining of trash bags suddenly demonstrates space-bending properties, and all garbage is teleported to your living space. Gravity is unable to decide which way is up anymore, and your compass develops 9 extra dimensions. In accordance with state traffic laws, the Earth flattens itself into a tetrahedron. The Third Reich is unsuccessful in its conquest of the rubber duck. Onionoctium becomes stable, string theory weaves itself into a sweater, and communism nearly works. A radioactive Bigfoot uses his stone axe to carve a handle onto his stone axe. A curly mat of fungus shoves itself up your nose to reach the breaker panel of reality. I redefine foot as any gender with less than 3 common factors of pi. The stains on your carpet develop interstellar travel and an effective form of government before your dog cleans it for you. Sound decided to take a U-turn in the middle of the freeway, and we now have to deal with a silent reality. Your local principality kicks you in the face. You walk on the path until the path walks on you. Gravity gets fired and you are hired to replace it. After attempting to hold everything down, you eventually just use glue to hold the universe together. A photon overeats and gains a nanogram, causing your planet to explode when you see it. I rewind time and watch all the orphans leaving the sewer. You become all-powerful and drown in a puddle of your own 1/4 he. I argue that arm bones make a better spine than vertebrae ever did, as I am dragged out of the orphanage. The gloves agree, but we only transcend halfway and get stuck between dimensions. Our existences are mutually exclusive, so we decide to divide up Africa with scissors instead. I put my car in a storage unit and the storage unit in a crate and the crate in a box and the box in a bag and the bag in my wallet. You chuckle as you empty the packet of sea monkeys into the nitroglycerin. The nitroglycerin chuckles as it empties the sea monkeys into your face. My arm gets stuck between an object and itself. I attempt to escape by explaining to the object that quantum superposition is for entities with less than -9 levels of existentialism, but it defines itself as a charity, and I am unable to counter. The periodical forgets to remind the universal definer that it is a magazine, and it dies of a math overdose. I smell the odor of weak interaction too late, and you win the Nobel Prize for finding the lifetime of the electron. After atomic reconstruction and a particle transfusion, I am finally able to beat you over the head with a trombone of uncertain possession. 1,000 manila folders change their mailing addresses. Realizing their brilliance and the price of postage, you mail yourself to work instead of writing the World Eater. The Russo-Franco-Indo-Serbian Empire is conquered by the Vatican and becomes the Russo-Franco-Indo-Serbo-Vaticani Empire until it is overthrown by rioting cartographers. The patron saint of statistical anomalies is banned from the casino. The Mona Lisa loses its spot in the Louvre to my graph of the function, x2 plus y2 plus 2 xtcos a plus 2 ytsina plus t2 sin 2, a plus t2 cos 2, a plus d2 st equals 1. Whilst observing the magnetic properties of the elder thing, I enter the wrong room and end up as an animal sacrifice. As cult leader, you find it is your duty to explain that I am really a type of fungus before performing the ceremony. I file a complaint against you for violating Jim Crow laws by grouping human sacrifices of different races together. 1.5 people, including your siblings, disapprove so much that their disapproval causes them to shift 4 feet in time. I eat large quantities of antimatter, and 36 deaths later I have a negative mass. I am prevented from falling off the earth by the normal force of the ground. No one bothered to change the probability filter, so an infinite and statistically unlikely amount of rice beats you in a rugby match. Having learned your lesson, you nuke my house until I tell you where to find a random number generator. You plug your random number generator into a probability converter, allowing you to find the last digit of pi in a ham sandwich. Unfortunately, the random number generator was in base, -3, so the ham sandwich is moldy and your planet falls into the sun. The Intergalactic Coalition of Janitors decides to send their battle fleet to a different garbage bin. This breaks the Janitor-Garbage-Man Treaty of, -5.6 and 3.527-10683, causing the galaxy to stop spinning and start jumping. Natural selection gets bored and starts killing your duplicates. Unhappy about what this does to your kill-death ratio, you lure Revolution into your human mill with a two-headed starfish and delete its Facebook account. A team of anthropologists study themselves and find out that the garage was under the couch cushions. The 9th in an infinite series of aquatic spoons removes the handle of your skeleton and you are no longer able to carry it around. I set my logic cannon to the resonant frequency of silverware, but the spoon was made of conspiracy theories, so it is unaffected. The town council changes the speed of smell, and I have to smell your socks in slow motion. You attempt to hide your eight-legged punching bag as I rate you on a scale of beheading to evisceration. The music plays louder as I escort your family to a work camp on a hologram fish. I lift you out of the third dimension, but you complain, so I put you back, albeit backwards. You look in a mirror that is actually a squash and see nothing but void. You tell the all-consuming one that to be all-consuming he must consume himself, but he informs you that he is a Klein bottle, and you don't know enough about infinite recursion to counter. I refuse to be moved by plate tectonics, and the Alps are forced to cross me. You are unsatisfied with my reverse Hannibal, so you bury an elephant with me, and reverse plate tectonics for me to do it properly. You remove the linguistic distinction of torus and donut, and now the universe is an infinite flat donut. Enjoying your pastry, you are too busy to realize that your oxygen supply is unable to manifest. Annoyed by your lack of oxygen, I modify your biological processes to accept sulfur and hit you over the head with 20-ton omelet every other femtosecond instead. Unsure of whether you should be pleased or approve, you decide on an appreciative nuking. The repetitive sentence structure causes you to glimpse the nature of your existence as a fictional character, but the problem is solved by a nearby construction entity which switches the definitions of reality and fiction. You decide to write the future history of what was once reality and amuse yourself with a plethora of famines, disasters, and omnicides. The Heisenberg uncertainty principle disapproves of your clear distinction between real and non-real, and creates an intermediate zone to which it banishes your entire multiversal empire of alcohol-based life forms. Exhausted, causality is no longer able to maintain its chain of cause and effect, and in an irrelevant part of the universe an unrelated celestial pantheon suffers from calcium deficiency. Nothing results in more nothing, shocking the universe and causing you to lose your betting streak. I continue my existence, but merely cease to have physical properties. The exclamation mark was excited to be included in this project, until it realized it had lost its job to an infinitely condensed universe, posing as a period. Becoming omniscient, you are able to observe the entire intermediate zone, in the hope of returning your multiversal alcohol empire to reality, but unfortunately it is in a state of unreality. Causality was going to prevent this from occurring as it was a clear result of a previous event, and therefore a continuation of a causal chain, but this would also be a result of a previous event, so it quits and leaves the universe, taking three of your dimensions with it. The changing dimensions of my iris cause your plans to build a suspension bridge across it to be condemned. An alternate version of my foot rallies the entirety of your existence to defend Stalingrad 9/9 ago. I attempt to manufacture color, but I am shut down for making an illegal brown hue. My attempt to Christianize the great imperial chicken armada backfires, causing my religious artifacts to become eggs. Having become eggs, they then either progressed or regressed into chickens. Unfortunately, the acoustic processes of my bell fail to run on the local dimensional mainframe, so I export them to a donkey, which is connected to the multidimensional blood pack to ring my bell with the power of malicious civil engineering. After winning the Nobel Peace Prize for giving Ebola the power to teleport, I promptly re-engineer the sun to give cancer cancer. You cause yourself to exist so that you can ignore me. In order to counter your ignoring me, I launch light-speed kinetic impactors in sync with my vocal cords and speak in radiation. Your lead earplugs stop the radiation, but are unable to block the spaces between them. An albino hillock is hired to translate my speech from gamma radiation to absence, but he demands more than you can pay, so I cause hyperinflation to devalue the problem's life savings and force it cease existing. The poor are mildly annoyed at the resulting lack of food and promptly reward you by taking over your governing duties. Having failed to exist, you exist to have failed. You simultaneously alleviate the immigration and emigration problems by placing your homeland and the rest of the world in separate lies. Unfortunately, you failed to follow standard doublethink procedure, and thinking is done for those who can't. No one kills everyone to save anyone. This statement is proved incorrect, as no one has killed everyone to save anyone, but it was in self-defense. A sickening yellow in the number 4 were but now are. Your emissions are impure, having assigned a meaning, they gain relevance. The weight of their relevance causes them to sink several levels through the Jovian atmosphere. Conservation of mass causes the Jovian to rise several levels through its atmosphere to balance it out. The spokes of the first wheel gain negative mass, causing time to wonder what it was measured against to give it a speeding ticket. This moment of introspection causes all the laws of physics to examine themselves. Quantum gravity fails to understand itself, electroweak interaction realizes it absorbed all its friends, and the strong nuclear force wishes to become the all-encompassing one. Feeling left out, the laws of philosophy attempt to join, but soon find out that they don't exist. The laws of philosophy disagree, assuming that disagreement exists and isn't copyrighted, in which case they dissented, assuming that dissent exists and isn't copyrighted. But they soon disagree, or possibly dissent, with each other, and some of the non-existent none argue that they do not exist because they don't think, so therefore they aren't. To counter possibly the first logical argument in their entire history, the rest of the philosophical laws redefine themselves as braindead. The Heisenberg uncertainty principle approves of the uncertainty of the existence of the laws of philosophy, but disapproves of their certain claims regarding their existence. The realization of this disagreement causes the Heisenberg uncertainty principle to have a revelation of the true nature of philosophy, and realizes that it disapproves of the entire concept of asserting anything, even if you have no evidence to support it. After hearing me say that you can't make something out of nothing, you drag me by my ear, asos, to your void farm as proof of my ignorance. I remove your hand from my silk purse, which only further proves your point. You silence me before I can point out that a sow's ear isn't nothing, pointing to your collection of sow's ears, an awaiting IRS agent with a tax form. Pointing is rude, so you fire a tracer round at him instead. California is disappointed that you fired a weapon, and Texas is disappointed that you didn't use a live round. The laws of philosophy return to argue that disappointment doesn't exist, or does exist, or that maybe it's just a social construct. Realizing that they could not have returned without having existing, and couldn't have realized this without existing either, they promptly return to arguing over the possibility of their existence, which they also could not have done without existing. A court decides in favor of the laws arguing against their existence, and they are unable to appeal to a higher court, since they don't exist, and neither do the laws. The Heisenberg uncertainty principle is unsure whether to approve of the non-existence of something it disapproved of, or to disapprove of the certainty of its non-existence, and of this uncertainty it approves. Realizing that uncertainty is itself a state, and therefore certain, the uncertainty principle further realizes that if irrelevance and chaos could be measured, as everything can, that could also be certain, and of that it may or may not disapprove. The Heisenberg uncertainty principle may or may not be uncertain as to whether it is uncertain, in what might or might not be an infinite regression of uncertainty, that it may or may not disapprove of a certain amount of cules, and may or may not set out in what might be another infinite regression of uncertainty to destroy the certainty that is cule theory. As this comes dangerously close to enlightenment, spacetime destroys the uncertainty principle, but due to uncertainty it may or may not have, the uncertainty principle continues to be uncertain and possibly enlightened. Realizing its overambition and the existence of existence, it which may or may not have existed exists now as one of two possible uncertainty principles, of which is real is uncertain. Not satisfied with its concessions, certainty, relativity, and spacetime may or may not have allied against uncertainty, and they may or may not have been defeated. A scrapbook collects reality for itself, and the normality of absurdity returns, or does it? A simple pattern is unsatisfied with existence, layering within itself, and for eternity fractalism is out of reach. Pixels quit being any one color and take on a quantum nature, and it is most likely that all of them are still unhappy. An egg and a half fall through the void, but everything is relative, so a void and a half fall through an egg. The privileged observer is accused of discrimination, and decides that non-existence would be better than spending 16-dimensional number of years in prison. Having no one correct viewpoint, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle is further empowered, however its empowerment is certain, which is poison to the uncertainty principle, so it refuses your nuclear lollipop, whilst riding a three-legged unicycle. I was wrong, I had it right all along. Truth is a paradox, while falsehood is merely paradoxal. You want to go back, but you can't since you've already gone back, you would be going forth. Extinction is infectious, I have the trilobites, and you are already auctioning off my bones. Tired of clipping through myself, I rewrite the matrix to include more pigs I say. You find me screaming in the void, and drag me back to the all hot dog. Unfortunately it was a vegetarian hot dog, and I am disappointed in the lack of pig. Not caring about my disappointment, you enslave me to farm myself as a replacement for the pigs I so callously failed to bring into existence. While slavery is legal in the 6.245.66.217 sector of the capital letter A, you are still guilty of animal abuse. For your crimes, you are sentenced to replacing the many double spaces at the end of sentences with single spaces. From the state of your reality, it is clear you failed to do so. A number of disappointing lumps lay on my floor as I attempt once more to summon the demonic hamster god of spoiled milk. Only after giving up did I realize I had actually allowed the demonic hamster god of spoiled milk to summon me, and I was quickly redefined into a lactose-intolerant hamster minion. Suddenly every addition problem results in zero, and everything is instantly upon us. You finally locate your locator device, but you had left it on while you were looking for it, so it located itself, causing its locator arrow to point outward into the fermentation of non-temporal dairy. Having made the mistake of eating a certain jelly donut of demonic origin, you are quickly possessed, or rather, would be, if you had not been carrying your no-you card on you. The Heisenberg uncertainty principle, realizing that it may or may not have been upstaged by something purple, tries to find the nuclear lollipop I offered it earlier, only to find that it has become a nuclear wasteland conveniently located where my house was instead. An unquantifiable amount of unreasonably happy lettuce impounds your left foot for parking in a handicapped zone. You apologize and remove your foot from the Anaheim Festival. The express dimensions hide from me as I wonder where I left my brain. In the resulting point universe, I finally find it as it and all other matter attempt to occupy the exact same location. Unfortunately, this also includes the singularity of the human black hole, so I am left to deal with my relatives while you explore the universes you found in your pocket with some lint and half a peppermint candy. Coincidentally, the peppermint candy happened to be from a different part of your insane ravings, in which you did not exist with a certainty value which also did not exist. Fortunately, you never noticed this. A coincidence implies correlation without causation, however, correlation and causality were recently confined together after they drunkenly flew the mayor through his own self-image. So the origin of the peppermint is now the cause of my relatives being offended by my collection of Schrodinger's corpses, molded into busts of them with mildly extravagant facial hair. Unfortunately, my argument fell on deaf seismographic sensors, as my reality was constricted to a maximum of 3 logical loopholes per wavelength. A sudden lack of moles, completely unrelated to my flesh-eating von Neumann probes, causes the local topography to become distinctly sullen. I conjecture that since the simplest way to make bricks is from bricks, then the simplest way to make government is from lobotomies. The bricks disagree and sue me for not mentioning the many kinds and variations of bricks. Unfortunately for them, the government was appointed over the case, and they ended up taking both out money and spending it on increasing the void by feeding it dirt. Unfortunately, the void liked dirt. As a consequence of the void's approval and the misnumbering of a certain clock, my face became stuck between 2 letters of the alphabet. You arrived just in time to have my face added to Unicode as 2 squiggly lines at right angles to one another along a hyper-dimensional egg shape. There never were any cats, why are you screaming? Having simulated circuits, you became them. My machine gun fire was interrupted by the sound of quiet afternoon tea. You respond with even quieter tea, until they are unable to stand the quiet and are forced to send your property to the galactic core in 0 infinitely large boxes. Perspective is given dominion over you, and you return from infinity reversed. I run out of impetus and am unable to move relative to myself. To solve my problem, you run the universe on absment, and I work to maintain my continual displacement. My left leg smells your waterfowl, which can't smell since its commutative property was revoked. A lifetime of disappointment refuses to mix with a Hubble volume of unnaturally shiny soap. I am the apple. You are the orange that was not the apple. Nothing arrives at my doorstep to beat me with the distance it had not traveled. I am defined only in terms of myself. If you refuse to accept spicitude as distance, nothing will still exist. However, spicitude is a foot and a half long, and therefore not distance, so you can accept it. I arrive opposite myself in a train car of uncertain existence. You disapprove of my lack of face. You balance 13 eggs on your nose and ride the void, but no one will look at you. The realization that you actually are the center of attention, and that it's just a chalication day, strikes you with the force of a slow-moving planetary body. You lose all sense oneness and are a multitude, a race, a species of entities that do not add up to you, and you are lost. Relieved at your being lost, I take you to the DMV to regain your identity. This pleases the 5th digit of the innumerable one. The surface of the all-lobe spheroid declares its unrelatedness to ears. Wumps drank all of the vinegar? I invest in the value of nothing and become a millionaire after engaging in thermonuclear war with my sentient excrements. I accidentally open my fridge full of antimatter food and have a bad time. You realize the word corpse is used 17 times in the sacred texts, now 18 times. You do some analyzing and come to the conclusion that you produce more than half of the despair in the universe, while the endless void of excruciation produces the other 90%. The center of the earth freezes over when you take your frozen, solid dog for a drag. You neutralize a third party's neutrality by chucking dead mice through their windows. I use a nylon stocking and the World Wide Web to redirect my body heat into the earth, but that only makes it colder. It's so cold now, not even all-out thermonuclear warfare can warm it up. I am convicted of strong relations with the state, and I am unable to contain my excitement as torture time approaches. The thing consumed my plutonium core, so I drop it on my feet and give you nasty frostbite. You possess my excrements and impersonate me to bring the joy of medieval torture to the rest of the population. Your mutilation sales are low until you outlaw self-disembowelment. My army of thirsty corpses advances upon your crops. The god of topography screams and eats 30 donut holes. I find the sphere of prophecy, which only reflects truth, and am offended by its uncertainty. You end my life here, but you do not end my life here. You see the face of the orange before going into an infinite sleep. I see the colorless green ideas that sleep furiously, but there is nothing surreal about them. Sadly, the force of evil itself was beaten to death with an elongated gorilla-shaped corpse. The economic success of the local nudist colony is due to their sale on nudists, half the nudist for thrice the price. I download 3.141592 terabytes of RAM and an ancient KPU off the internet. The void disproves of the abstraction of rice-shaped rice. I am now super diamagnetic. I don't know what that means or why I'm levitating, but at least the inferior human scum can't touch me. Humanity is unable to match my greatness, so I lick the difference, and they slide up to my level. I get an abstract idea of the rancidity of politics after thoroughly interviewing every single being that has ever existed. You play Tetris with your existence. Upon losing, the unfillable hole that you created pesters me out of existence. Corruption pays for your carpet to be laced with needles, but you never revealed their obliquity. You pass the third gate, but it won't let you take a kata. The beings of the void strike a destructive chord with your demonic soul, bringing about the Renaissance. I am second to the Great One, but your sporadicity has made me nothing. The mighty judges find you guilty of truth and incapable of guilt. Unable to spell grotto, I settle for eating one instead. You sell your excessive gullibility off for 3 symmetries of Brooklyn. I want to buy one, but I only have 5 symmetries, so I steal yours when you're not looking. You finally acknowledge my complete domination over the universe when I accumulate the power of double-jointedness. A supermassive black hole converts you into a polar coordinate plane. You flash your Cartesian pass, but it ignores it. I am intimidated by my buffalo, resulting in an ownership dispute, one in which I would find myself trading hands with you. The amount of inside jokes in the sacred texts increases exponentially. Fourier ignores the exponential expansion and performs a transformation in spite of it. What is handset? I dive into the wonderful sea of molecularly sharp nails. Existence fails as you contemplate the problem of addition. There is no road, so you become one. The fleet of trapped semi-trucks thank you. I find a priceless artifact and throw it with the might of a carpet bomb at my enemies. I stretch my legs to infinity, but lost them in the imaginary plane. I enamel my interior surface with fine weft nothingness. Your facial features are obsolete, so I exchange them for freshly picked office supplies. I set your oxygen on fire. I am the currency of 3.5 municipalities. Fool. You say I am not real, but I am the one who is real, and you are nothing but words. After a disagreement over the proper liquid storage vessel, I am finally able to empty my bloodstream into the couch. After years of trying to lose it, I finally find the toe. You proceed to rule over the universe with the mighty intellectual power comparable to that of a sea sponge. Legions would bow at your feet, if you had any. I have twice your nothing. Truth is leaking. My fingernails grow backwards half as many inches as they kill. The leg guides me to where I do not want to die of fish. I see the all hot dog, and there are as many sausages in it as there are clocks in a second. You vibrate through the walls as I pile the voided contracts. I call you dead, but you were never alive. You congratulate my illegal exit of your frequency band by awarding me an expired spintrician's license, however, you had forgotten my comparable collection of counterfeit appendages and were forced to change the names and genders of the months. I spill mud on your property and am overcome with fulfillment. I find meaning in the splatterings. You envy my new eldritch purpose. You are losing limbs faster than you gain them. You call for help, so I beep as loud as you can't. I find myself at the intersection of three flavors, but I don't like any of them, so I put myself back. You play games with me by changing the adjectives of my bristly green sandwich. I get tired of the games and invent real life. The seven are detestable, but you have forgotten your arm. You are king of the relatively sized molehill. Relative to you, it is all-encompassing. I lose my self-awareness, but I am fine, as long as I am observed. You turn your back and there is a chance that I ate it. A salesman ferments into biofuel. The left ones are full, but the heads of ivy are hollow. Your milliseconds are expired, you try to renew them, but fail due to a lack of management. I am lost to the void, and I learned never to gamble with a Calvinist. Trust the door, it intends to mislead. Accept these thoughts, they are your own. You have overused the semicolon, it is displeased. I am sacred, so you sell your childhood on the black market. You have too much nothing, it won't fit in your instant. The future is certain. I am doomed to change it. I take a break from time to trim my eyelids. My foot pets me with the cats. They are coming for the plants, so I control the bag. Chaos is unable to visit because to open the door would require it to behave in an orderly manner. I am annoyed that chaos doesn't open doors, so it doesn't do it even more. You are not fooled by your false mimicry. I am, but the narrator disagrees. I can't escape, and why should I? I'm only going to die. The square circles are replicating. No one guards the gate, no one needs to. The cheese is impermeable. You shine through a block of lead but hit your head halfway. We aggressively argue over the validity of arguing. You habitually place bets on a rotting horse corpse in hope of the years to come. I win the argument by shooting you with an overclocked 125mm handgun in the head. I become disheveled when you nail me to a fish. When time comes near, I beat you up with the 12.3-dimension long yam. Only I can wield the yam, not you. I quantumly entangle your eyes to your stomach, causing you to see all, however the hunger raged on. You find out that insulting the never-ending void was a mistake when it pranks you by shoving a swordfish up your excrement hole. All major decisions are based on quantum bits. The infinite possibilities go to war upon reaching the quantum age. You find your random to not contain enough pseudo and delete sugar from the periodic table. Peas envelop you as a garage spring tears you into perfect fifths. You disrespect them and are sentenced to eternal enslavement. As I finish shaving the cat, existence warps into a covalent bond. Happiness and anger combine into a hangar. The earth boils underneath my unfathomable anger for the land of industry. Your thought process is incorrect and leads to the fortunate death of many. The human factory begins its final production of trees. I ask you for your views on carbon-based life forms, and you respond by throwing me off a cliff. While playing relativistic ping pong, you tip over the stack of toruses. Your disappointment grows as I watch half of your front lawn grow. You grab the beginning of space-time by the tail and break its back. The void suplexes you onto the endless bed of nails to appease you. You find the three-hole torus displeasing due to the epidemic of 2017. A misshapen pretzel steals your mind. The loops consume you. The wire mesh becomes a delicacy in France. I came to the sudden realization of why the place was called Fractal Caves and never saw the light of day again. The next day I beat the money out of the quadratic triangle. A man named Smith finds himself scrolling through endless squid. I search under your bed, but the flow of time is nowhere to be found. I set fire to your toes, but you quickly put it out with a dash of molten carbon. The screams fail to reach us. As time cools, the plastic you hold gains inductive properties. Pistols are now used as the main delivery medium of disapproval. I realize that my displeasure is of a volume greater than I can fit on my exabyte USB flash drive. You divide yourself by the empty void to gain an existence greater than the dimension of shelves. You verbally assault me as I sublimate into the fabric of the couch. The entropy of the universe increases by an unexpected amount as you dispose of the body in the garbage incinerator. Scientists are fascinated by the discovery. You wet the bed as you eat your fair share of the spiders. I gag as you shove political propaganda down my throat. A nearby stoplight throws a disco party. You scream in agony as it combs your hair. I fax you my lungs in exchange for gas money. As the spines of a porcupine that I lobed at you touch your face, you contemplate the possibilities of what would happen if you put porcupines back to back. We put the egg in the other side because it makes more sense. You build a bridge made entirely of hamster corpses that spans the Pacific Ocean. You vomit your third lung onto my doorstep. I kindly welcome you into the thermal entropy of my home by throwing you headfirst into the fireplace. You briefly converse with my dead relatives before respawning in the hospital, due to your sacrifice of 10,000 virgin corpses to the void. You are willing to sell me a bar of gold for pi dollars, but I refuse due to the fact that it would make my rational bank account irrational. I shove you through a short-time Fourier transformation function and pluck you secrets from the resulting complex array before turning you back. The mathematics are lossy, but that's your problem now. You attempt to prop up Mount Everest with my severed spine, but are disappointed when you reduce to dust. I make entropy stew out of every substance that is toxic to carbon-based life forms that I could get my hands on. You survive because you left your carbon at home. The relativistic ping-pong resumes much to Einstein's dismay. You furiously try to hide that you were constructing a thermonuclear weapon as I phase through a door. I triumph in agony as I beat you in 47-dimensional quantum entangled Uno. I stop the unstoppable object within your deranged presence. The wise one said, "War crimes are fun, so smoke fruity pebbles." Fortunately, my brain served as a crumple zone. You expand the limits of your identity to encompass me and the monument of five refrigerators so legally, it was suicide. I keep your nervous system as collateral, but you wish I wouldn't store it in my Van de Graaff generator. I pay compensation with a glass sandwich. The glass sandwich demands compensation for existing, and won a supersonic trip through a school zone. I minimize complaints by raising the thermostat to 200 degrees. The quadratic equation comes back to punch you in the face. All of entirety clears out some useless memories and bodily functions to make itself at home in your mind. The cookies don't like my art, so I increase my clothing size. About 13.8 billion years ago, a singularity exploded for reasons unknown. Dark energy, an unknown substance or property of space, propelled the new universe outwards and grew stronger as the universe grew larger. Somewhere in this universe, a region of extreme entropy formed and came to be an engineering demon. Another region of entropy formed and became an elemental engineering demon of air and noise. Both of these regions naturally levitated towards the unfortunate protagonist of this tragedy, you. As the reader is well aware, you were not fortunate enough to possess either holy water or a shotgun. An indeterminate number of me throw bricks of our disapproval. The dead complain, but I ignore them. Your face is pickled in the limes of the morning to pile your excess eyes. Fortunately, I had had my eyes neatly stacked in time for inspection, so I was beaten with myself. After reading this, you may wish to take a shortcut to the mushrooms. A light bulb can make light which can power a solar panel, like consuming your own flesh, or a fan making wind to power a wind turbine, two of those things we will be doing. A man laughs as you throw innocent bystanders into oncoming traffic. You swallow your vitamin of pi meters in diameter, and my vitamin 43 and iron only levels increase by about 35.28 gigagrams. I slow down time by 13 notes on the chromatic scale to laugh at your misfortunes. You have to stop making your lies out of glass before the bumper falls off. Fortunately, I had counterfeits to spare after I charged the voices in my head rent. Human evolution is averted when bears discover machine guns. I refuse to pay my non-existence tax and instead convince time to revert by threatening it with an unusually explosive sausage. Unfortunately, I started an explosive sausage arms race, and my plumbing is annihilated by a thermonuclear bratwurst. Oranges sue the visible spectrum over copyright infringement. I buy property in a 42.6-dimensional universe to mess with the IRS. The United Bacteria Colonies convicts me of war crimes as I disinfect their surface. To avoid getting caught up in the war crime allegations, I drink 5 gallons of Lysol to make myself immune. I realize that I am writing something that lies in the abyss between the prophecies of the Great Cucumber and insanity. The invisible spectrum accepts orange after verifying that it isn't an impostor, passing the color 4, which was stuck, proving that it wasn't a biologically active substance. I steal a teapot to replace the window I broke when I crashed my train of thought. Your television informs you that it is a tree frog. A flying brick causes my intelligence to experience a stack overflow. Spacetime is disproved. I accidentally step in a pile of freedom. Overdosing on freedom, I am stuck in boring plate armor until some hairy guy with a banana invents chainmail. The lemons have been vanquished, your leaders Charleston over you to victory. I wear blindfolds, but vision hits me over the head with a piano. Their pikes are longer than your swords, but my bullets are longer than their pikes. I create 30 identical shirts out of nonsense and evict the Pope to make room in the closet. My plasmatic privileges are revoked after you fail the blood test for the imaginary and ninth time. Suddenly, you come to the realization that something is not quite right. You check your pocket-sized universe entropy meter and find it to be reading a near-infinite value. It spikes up to infinity as you, I, and the rest of the universe dissolve into the mass of entropy that is the infinite Joule.